Welcome to our Longford Rebel Trail audio tour. This is stop one, and in total, there are 10 stops on the trail across the county, so please refer to the accompanying map. There will be a separate audio track relevant to each stop to listen to. Similar signage to the one here can be found at each stop. The tours cover two major episodes in Irish history: the 1798 Rebellion and the War of Independence, along with some local history relevant to these places. And you will also hear from local people telling you of their knowledge of the events on the audio. We hope you enjoyed the tour, brought to you by Longford Tourism and produced by In-Hand Guides. Donal Machanvaha, who was key to the development of the trail, explains the origin of the idea.
The Rebel Trail, the origins of the Rebel Trail were based on my knowledge of the locations out there. Ballinamuck, Balnally, Clonfin, Granard, etc. And the Pig's Dyke and Granard Moat and Auchnacliff Dolmen. So we knew there were these historical remains of various stages of history in Ireland. And my sense that North Longford was a rebel location, and in some ways still is a rebel location. So we decided we would develop this tourism team around this historical asset that we have. And so we looked at history and looked at the origins of this. And so that really brings us back into prehistory, as in the Pig's Dyke, Black Pig's Dyke. Longford was positioned in border country, and border country traditionally and by its nature is fought over, and the people therefore tend to be defensive and protective about what they have, and that leads them in turn to be rebels. So welcome to County Longford and welcome to the Rebel Trail. And you're here now at Connolly Barracks, the starting point, the launch point. This is the location of the British Army and establishment. So this will be the start of your journey through Rebel Longford. So enjoy it, and enjoy visiting Balnally, Granard and Ballinamuck, and the site of the Clonfin ambush and the site of the 1798 battle in Ballinamuck. So I wish you well.
The former Sean Connolly Barracks stands on the site of the Long Fort, constructed by the O'Farrells in the late 13th century. In 1774, Longford Castle, as it stood by then, was sold to the Barracks Commissioners by Edward Pakenham, Lord Longford, for the development of a cavalry barracks for the British forces in Ireland. Hugh Farrell, who served with the Irish Defence Forces in Longford for over 40 years, takes up the story.
Well, the barracks here, most of the famous British regiments were stationed here. This was a cavalry barracks. The men from this barracks fought at all the major battles that Britain was involved in. Many of them fought at Waterloo, many of them took part in the Crimean War, and many of them took part in the Indian Mutiny. In fact, the 8 Hussars who were stationed here in 1872 were involved in the charge of the Light Brigade, and several members were survivors of the charge. The Indian Mutiny, 4 members of the battalion had received VCs for the charge at Gwalior in 1858. Among them was Private Joseph Ward, who was buried here in St. John's Churchyard, just across the way. The last regiment to serve here was the 13th Hussars, and they marched out in 1922.
During the War of Independence from May 1920 to July 1921, a squadron of the 9th Battalion, Queen's Royal Lancers, was stationed in the barracks and was involved in a sweep of a large area northwest to Sligo, across to Enniskillen, through Cavan, and back to Longford, during which some IRA members and suspects were captured. The Lancers were replaced in Longford by the 13th Hussars, which remained here until the formal transfer of the barracks to Irish troops on the 17th of February 1922. It was renamed Connolly Barracks after Sean Connolly, who fought in the War of Independence and died of his wounds in 1921. Sean Connolly was a Republican and a member of the Longford Brigade of the IRA. The barracks was used by the Irish Defence Forces and was the home of the 4th Cavalry Squadron from 1972 until its closure in 2009, when the squadron moved to Custom Barracks Athlone. Part of the site was purchased by Longford County Council in 2012 and is awaiting redevelopment, while the other part is owned by the Longford Westmeath Education and Training Board. While you're in the town, why not visit the Remembrance Garden, Great Water Street? This garden was part of the 2016 commemoration of the centenary of the Easter Rising. Among the plaques here are those remembering the men and women of Longford who served in the 1916 Rising. 16 are known to have taken part, including 5 women. There are also plaques to those who died in the Battle of the Somme in World War I in 1916, and to the Longford people who served in United Nations peacekeeping missions in many parts of the world. Your next stop on the tour will be the town of Drumnish.